story we haven't touched on yet. Now, the NRL issued a statement on Monday saying that the Australian Rugby League Commission had bought Gambaro's, which is an institution there in Brisbane, just near Caxton Street, the hotel and the restaurant there. And down the bottom of this release, it says the hotel accommodation operation will be rebranded as the NRL and be themed with rooms named after the game's legendary players. And I know the person who is already clamouring to book room 674, named after Laurie Daly, is Dean Bulldog Richie. Morning to you, Bulldog.
Yeah, good morning. Loz, Clarkie, Middo, morning, great buddy. To be here. How are we all?
Very well, Doggy. What's happening?
Doing well,
your buddy. Haircut, Loz. What's happened there?
What do you mean? Everyone's entitled to get a haircut.
Maybe you should think about wearing a balaclava.
When it gets noticed so significantly, Loz, it's because you never have one. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Any sort of trim, everyone's like, whoa, has Loz lost 10 kilos? What's happened?
Because I only like to have a couple of haircuts a year.
And you had one 2 months ago. Because I got one the same time.
Yeah, I got one. I'll tell you when I got it. I got it the week before I went to Wagga. Because it always takes about a week to settle down my hair. At its best. So I knew I was going to Wagga for the Wagga Cup. Yeah. So I wanted to look at my peak. So I got the hair cut about 10 days before, and then I strutted into Wagga.
And it was a strut.
And away I went.
I think it's time for a cap.
Cap?
For that week.
I'm not going bald.
No, just to cover it up for that week.
Right.
So it settles, as you say.
Yeah. You got to settle.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
You're going away to Origin, so you want to look at your peak for Origin, right?
That's exactly right.
So you've got 1 week to wear the cap. Let it settle.
Right.
Then you can charge out on the field like when you were playing.
Well, that's what you do, Bulldog.
How was Queenstown?
Queenstown was good. Had a really lovely time over there with my wife. Went sightseeing. Saw some family. So it was good.
See the Earnslaw, the Remarkables?
Any what?
The Earnslaw, the old boat that goes up Lake Wakatipu.
Yeah, I did. Well, I went out to a place called Wanaka.
Yes, I've been to Wanaka a couple of times.
Which is lovely. And the old Cadrona pub. Have you ever been to Cadrona?
No,
it's on the way to Wanaka.
You go past
it. It's a lovely old pub.
Arrowtown's out that way too.
Arrowtown.
Beautiful.
It's just outside of Queenstown, Bulldog. You should be a New Zealand tourist. Work for New Zealand tourism.
Photos of you holding hands with your wife. And I thought, you know what? Lovely, romantic, warm, yet staged.
Definitely.
What
staged.
About the caption?
Stage.
Did you see the caption?
You need to learn how to love.
What was the caption, Mitter?
It was Queenstown with my queen.
What are you laughing at?
You get away with words, haven't you? Hey, you're an old bloody romantic, aren't you?
Well, tell Michelle. Ring Michelle up and tell her you don't like that photo.
No, it's beautiful, Laurie. I just said that. The Remarkables in the background.
I'm trying to be an influencer.
A little bit of heaven over New Zealand.
That's what I want to be.
Fair enough. What about Origin? What are you thinking?
Who's playing?
Victoria and South Australia.
When's that game on?
Who wins and why, Loz?
New South Wales will win. I think it's a good side. I think Queensland, to me, this is their worst team out of the three.
Oh, don't say that. You get in trouble.
What do you mean? No, I didn't say the worst team in the history. I'm saying out
I've
of
got
the three games.
same, Bulldog.
I think it'll be more than competitive, though. I don't think you'll get a scoreline like we did in Perth.
Just get the feeling Queensland will be steaming after that second
half. Oh, they will be. They will
be. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
They turned up their toes.
Yeah. But, you know, they've got some issues defensively, Queensland, when you really look at it. Like, their right edge, Kafusi's not there to help Cherry Evans, so he's going to have Nenai there, who was poor defensively in that game. And at times for the Cowboys, he hasn't, you know, he's been solid without being great defensively, you know. You've got Cherry, who can make some bad decisions. You've got Gagai, who's missed plenty of tackles throughout this Origin campaign. You've got young Selwyn Cobbo on the wing, who didn't play well in Origin 2. Now, they're not all going to play bad, but I still see issues in that right edge defence for Queensland. And I reckon New South Wales with, you know, Burton, Luai, Cleary, combination, they do it as well as anyone in being able to rip a team apart on the edge there. So,
what did we all make of Latrell? Was everyone comfortable with him pulling out?
Yeah,
I certainly was, and I think it was great of Latrell, very selfless act to dedicate himself to South. But I guess it brings up that question without trying to be critical. Mm. You know, does a player have the right just to pull out? Contract says you can't.
I think circumstances are different. I think it'd be different.
What do you mean, Bulldog? Contract says you can't.
Every standard NRL contract, Clark, he says that you must be make yourself available for representative football.
Really?
And if you pull out, you are then automatically stood down for the following weekend's game.
I thought that's where you get paid.
No, no. It started about 10 years ago, Clarkey, with Jamie Lyon was not that fussed about playing rep football. And they said,
Well,
if you're not going to play for Origin, that's fine, but you can't play for Manly. So that was when the rule was implemented.
Mm. Mm. Now, I think the circumstances surrounding Latrell, I think it would have been unfair on him as well. I just don't think he would have been ready. I'm sure he would have been able to maybe get through the game, but that's a question mark. And I would see it differently if you were playing and then you said, no, I don't want to play. I can understand then being stood down. But the fact that he was coming off such a long injury, history of hamstrings, been across to America,
Cost South a fortune.
50K. Yeah.
That's got to be taken into consideration with all the clubs.
Well, you've got to think about your long term too. Yeah. You know, he's not saying he's standing down from representative football full time. All he's saying is, I need to miss this game because my body's not right and I need to get myself back into shape because I've spent all this money trying to get my body right. I don't want to rush back and re-injure it.
If he was available, would you have picked him?
If he was available?
If he was available and after that performance when he came back?
No-brainer.
You would have picked him, Clarkey?
Mate, are you joking?
Mm.
100% of the time, mate. If Latrell is fit, I don't care how well someone has played in his position. If Latrell is fit, you're talking about Mark Waugh. Like, mate, you walk straight back into any team at any time if you're fit. Mm. No-brainer.
He's a superstar, isn't he? Mm. But, Mido, you're right. I get your point of view by saying, one game back for an Origin, that's a big ask.
Yeah, and the other thing you take into consideration, where I reckon you would heavily discuss it, is the fact that he was out for so long.
I'm confused about what you just said, though, Bordo. If he can't pull yourself out, then if what you're saying is correct, then how has he been able to pull himself out?
Well, it was a bit of I wouldn't say a loophole, Clarkey, but he pulled himself out on the Saturday night.
Yep.
Freddie didn't pick the team until Monday, so I guess for Latrell to have been stood down, Freddie then would have had to come out and say I was going to pick him, and he pulled out, but. Mm. You know, I don't think Freddie was ever going to say that. If nothing else, he would protect Latrell by saying that he's going to cost Latrell a game.
He was no certainty of being picked.
And he was no certainty of being picked, albeit there's a lot of people like you, Clarkey, who would have put him straight back in there based on that one effort against Parramatta.
Yeah, I think he goes back. But I can understand Mido's point. You know, he's had a lot of injuries with his hammy. And, you'd certainly discuss whether you thought he could get through or not. But, you know, even Latrell... You know, speed of the game, not having played a lot of football, there would be doubts about him getting through the 80 and putting his hemi under plenty of fatigue. But if he said to me, I'm ready to go,
you've
got to find a spot
definitely
for him.
Reece Walsh, big story that broke last night, courtesy of some News Corp colleagues, Bulldogs. So is it virtually inevitable now that he ends up back at Brisbane from what you're hearing?
Yeah, this has been brewing for a while now. You know, I wrote a story on February 7 saying that he would leave the Warriors and go back to Queensland. That story got shot down, which is fair enough. I knew it was right.
Geez, your stories get shot down a lot.
I do, don't they? And you know what? I always have the last laugh. The only problem is it's normally on this show.
But you've been proven correct the last couple of days.
I have, and here's another one. Yeah, he was always going back to Queensland.
How dare you get it right, Bulldog?
Exactly. Thank you, Clarkey. Walsh always wanted to go back to Queensland. He didn't want to take his young family to New Zealand. That's what I wrote back then, and that's proven to be correct. At that time, though, to be fair, I was told that he was more leaning toward Redcliffe because he wasn't that keen on playing under Kev, because Kev was the one that actually said to him, you can leave the Broncos if you want, off you go. Go and join the Warriors. And I think that stung a little bit for young Reece. Yeah. But obviously things have thawed a bit and looks like he will go back to the Broncos.
Is it right that the Warriors have said you can go to the Broncos, but that's their only club?
Buzz Rothfield, who gets exceptional mail, posted that on social last night. So if Buzz said it, I will believe it.
Yep.
I know a couple of times Wayne has come out and said he's chasing players who are under contract. Certainly one of those was Reece Walsh. That upset the Warriors camp, rightly so. It's happened again with Cameron Munster. As late as last week, Wayne was discussing Munster for 23, even though Munster has a contract. It then prompted the ridiculous situation where Melbourne Storm put Cameron Munster up on their social pages to say, I am here for 23, even though he has a contract. So it is getting farcical. But yeah, I think there is a little bit of friction between those two clubs, the Dolphins and the Warriors. And if Buzz is right, which I'm sure he is, he'll end up at the Broncos. It's a blow, though, because I heard you this morning, Laurie, saying that they would have pieced their future together around a kid like Reece Walsh. He's also very marketable. He's a good style of a kid, and he would have been a real... he could have been the new Sean Johnson in New Zealand in terms of rugby league, so it's a shame for them.
Yeah, oh, it's a massive blow. It's a big blow because they invested the last couple of years in him, believing that he was going to be a part of this new wave of kids coming through for the Warriors. They could build a franchise around him, but they'll have to start again. Talking about starting again, the Tigers, what do they do, Bulldog, in terms of their coach?
I wrote a story today, Laurie, which appeared on the back page. It's online as well, which you were involved with. I spoke to Ricky Stewart yesterday, and Ricky was more than happy to go on the record and support the Tigers signing Tim Sheens as head coach for 2 years. It was very brave of Ricky to say that, given he is the coach of a rival club. But Ricky said, look, he has the experience. He won't be swayed by outside noise. He'll know how to play the game politically. He's got a wonderful football brain. And for Sheens to come in as an experienced coach at that club, Ricky believes he would be the best choice, not a rookie coach. Take a rookie coach along for the ride for 2 years and then hand over. And then I spoke to you yesterday, Laurie, and then I also spoke to Mal Meninga. So I've got three Raiders legends all saying that Sheens should be the man to lead the Tigers. And the more I think about it, the more I'm starting to believe what you guys say. And I think at that club, at this moment, they need a hard head there. Sheens is their man, for my liking. Take the young bloke with you, hand over in 2 years, and I think you've got the core of a very good coaching staff.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that, Bulldog. I think I've told you on and off the record before how highly I think of Tim Sheens. I think he's an exceptional person. One of the greatest coaches of all time, taught me and a lot of those other Canberra Raiders players a lot about the game.
Mal said a lot about so life much respect. Too. Yeah. Mal said he gave me the captaincy. He had belief in me. He had faith in me. It was more than just football.
Well, he treated you like a father and son relationship. Well, in particular me. So he was always there if I did something wrong to put his arm around me, but also to give me a kick up the bum when I needed it.
There's some great examples of it working. I can think of a couple in the AFL, like Kevin Sheedy at GWS handing to Leon Cameron, Paul Ruse to Simon Goodwin, and both ended up making grand finals. Yeah. Jason Demetriou is doing it now after Wayne Bennett.
He's a great man manager too, Tim, And, people might say, well, he's old and hasn't coached for a long time, but you've got other assistants in and around you that you can get to do your defence or get to do your attack or whatever it may be. But for me, he was great in terms of learning the game, but also his man management skills. And as I say, when you were down, he could tell you were down and he'd pick you up and give you a cuddle and give you some worldly advice, as a dad would, and honest advice. But he'd also there, when you needed a bit of a revving, he'd give it to you. But you knew once you walked out that doors from having a revving, the relationship was still as strong as ever. And that's what I like about a coach, the fact that you can sit down, he can be brutally honest to him, you can be honest back. There's no grudges at the end of it. You walk out there and you continue on with a great relationship. And that's how he's always operated. And I reckon that's one of the major reasons he's had a lot of success. You look at Craig Bellamy down there in Melbourne. Mate, he would give those players a roasting when they needed it, but they all love him. They'd all got such a great relationship with him.
The coaching is evolving in rugby league, isn't it, Loz, in terms of, 10 years ago the coach did everything, but now gradually it's becoming a bit like the EPL and the NFL where...
Well, it's the staff now.
The staff is so important and the head coach is still incredibly crucial, but he can pull back a little bit if need be and let the others take over and they can look after certain areas of the game. So it's not now about the head coach doing absolutely everything.
No, he hands off. He gives jobs to other people. He's in charge and he sits above everyone, but there's other people that are accountable for certain aspects of the game.
Morning, Doug.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. What have you got for us this morning?
About Tyron Peachey, where's he going to now? So since he's left the Tigers, what's going on about that?
Yeah, there's no club at all at the moment, Doug, which is a little surprising. I think he'd be a handy pickup. I'm sure, Loz, you would agree, given his utility value. I'm not sure he's actually left the club, Doug. I'm just trying to work it out right now. I know he's been told he can negotiate with other clubs. He is under contract for next season, but he can leave. But I don't think he's actually left as yet. That would only come if he finds a club. And at this point, Doug, I don't think he's found that club.
I think he's been well-liked in the Tigers, it's good to imagine.
Yeah, he's probably been a little bit disappointing, Loz. Would you agree in terms of...
He hasn't really settled in there. He hasn't really settled in to the West Tigers. I like him as a player, Peach.
Did you pick Peachy?
No, I've coached Peach. Peach, yeah. I've coached him in the Indigenous All-Stars. I don't know what his best position is. That's the other issue you got with Peach. Because he can play a number of positions. You always tend to throw him in at the centre position if he's short. You throw him into the back row if you're short. You'll put him on the interchange bench because you see him as a utility. If we get an injury in the halves, we'll throw him into 5'8". So he hasn't really had time to settle into a position, and I think that affects some players. But I like him as a player. I think he's a very good player. You get him in the right environment, the right system, I think he'd be a very, very good pickup for a team.
Yeah, Doug, we've just looked it up. He's playing 6 for the Magpies against Parramatta in the New South Wales Cup. So he's back in reserve grade. That game at Leichhardt Oval on Saturday afternoon.
There you go, Doug. Thanks for the call, mate. Big Al, morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Al.
Look, I think we should be giving the Latrell Mitchell praise and whatever. Because, as you said, it cost South Sydney a lot of money to send him overseas to get his hamstring fixed. He's came back. He's played one game after, about 3 months. He showed spirit. He showed courage. And I think he was saying to Brad Pittler, look, I'm not 100% fit. I don't want to be a... I don't want to let the side down. Please, I won't play. And he's dedicated to South Sydney to say, well, look, you know, years have done this for me, so I'll play for you, the club that pays me, and I'll show you respect. So, you know, I think Latrell's really showed compassion and courage there, don't you?
Yeah, I think he showed a lot of maturity too, Big Al. He could have gone and said, look, I'm playing, but he thought, you know what, I'll take a sensible approach to this. I don't even think South officials knew Latrell was going to say that, Loz. Mm. I think that even caught them on the hop. In that they were delighted, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they saw that coming.
No, you used two words there, Bulldog, that I agree with, maturity and sensible. Because I think that the sensible decision for Latrell was to pull out. And again, the history of his hamstring, the fact that he'd been over to America, came back, catch COVID, he's had one game back, throw him into the Origin environment, and if he was underdone a touch, he was always going to get found out. And if he wasn't fully prepared for it, he shouldn't play. And I think he's made the tough decision, because everyone wants to play Origin. Everyone wants to play Origin, but he deep down knows that, one, I don't know whether my hamstring will hold up to that intensity of the game, and two, Souths have done a lot to get me ready for the back end of the season, and they've spent, you know, $50,000 to $75,000. This is my long term income. I need to have my body as good as it possibly can. I can't afford for it to break down again. And that was the mature decision to be made.
You imagine the Souths fans, Loz, if Latrell played Origin and his hammy went again. Oh. And that was it for the year. They'd be told to be cranky.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Good on you, Big Al. Thanks for the call, mate.
So I've been bagging your hair, Loz, haven't I?
Yeah.
Just had a look at Clarkie's. What's going on with your hair, Clarkie, at the front there?
What do you mean?
It's a font.
Same as normal. Mm.
It's just a Chad Townsend-style haircut.
What do you call that style, Clarkie?
It's a bit blow-wavy.
What do you mean?
It's got to be a style. It's got to be a name after it. the Buffon at the front.
It is very buffy, isn't
it? Is, yeah. You've got the, have you had the sides shaved?
Yeah, the other day.
Right, yeah. So you've shot at the sides are shaved, and now you've left hair up on the top.
No, same haircut as normal.
It does look well spotted.
Maybe because it's a light, or maybe because there's no product in it. I don't know.
Looks like there's plenty of hair.
I love it when you scramble.
I've got plenty of hair, though. I've got plenty to spare for you two, that's for sure. If you need any, sing out.
You just really wanted to rattle his cage.
I love it when you scramble over hair. It's great to sit back and listen to.
One thing I've never had to worry about is my hair, Bulldog. I've had some absolute stinkers along the way, that's for sure, including my debut.
Just Google Michael Clarke hair. It's amazing.
We might get Buzz to do a full page for Clarkey hairdos.
Buzz is due to write a horrible article on me. It's been a while.
Get 12 of the photos going right back to your debut.
How come you have escaped your head this morning?
It's 7:30. We're going to the news.